Check for pulse. If no pulse, start CPR.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus from unceded and stolen Musqueam territory. This is the Art Beat, formerly known as the Arts Report, brought to you by the CITR Arts Collective. As always, I am your host, Serena. We are changing things up a little bit here, but our general essence is staying the same, so fear not. So we've got some pretty fun stuff happening today, especially with Fun Drive right around the corner. So Fun Drive is CITR's annual fundraising season. This theme is Disco Inferno, so we're focusing a lot on our incredible magazine, Discorder. So I thought today it would be really fun to talk a little bit about some print media, as Discorder obviously is a physical magazine that we create and distribute. And so we're going to be talking about print media. We're going to do our snow day picks because we've had some snow in Vancouver, which is, I like it, but others are kind of hating. We did have classes canceled for 2 days if you're a non-student, and I thought that was pretty awesome. So, yeah, we're going to be doing our snow day picks. We're going to be talking about media, and we're going to be talking about Fun Drive. First order of Fun Drive. First rule of Fun Drive, don't talk about Fun Drive. Just kidding, talk about Fun Drive a lot, actually. So on Friday is our Fun Drive kickoff, and it's going to be actually incredible. We have Goat String Orchestra playing in the station right here. It's going to be free, kind of like our hideouts from 2 years ago. Just free at the station in the nest. And then afterwards, there is an after party at the Painted Ship with Keith, this awesome guy from Neptune Records, spinning vinyl disco all night. And it's going to be pretty crazy. So, yeah, if you guys want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jandro.
Hi, it's Eva.
Hi, it's Mile 2.
And hey, it's Maya 1.
How do we decide which one is 1 or 2?
I just
we
like
can
to
do
respect
last names, it's okay.
Yeah, I like to respect the seniority here.
Caste system of the Arts Collective.
Like, but also, I think the fact that, you know, it's both Maya and it's both spelled the same way, like, I don't think that there is any, like,
should you guys become,
hierarchy.
like saying Maya just refers to both?
Yeah.
Like a plurality,
sure,
to the word.
And then we become like a hive mind.
Yeah.
Hive Maya.
Yeah.
Which is also
the hive mind.
Which is also really funny because there's two Mayas here, and then in the Women's Center, there's also two Mayas, which is so funny because I feel like growing up, I was always like the only Maya, but now I'm just like finding my people.
You're one of many.
I'm one of many.
There's another Serena in my class too, and that one's like, I've met some Serenas, but
Maya.
I don't usually have classes.
I have two Serenas in one of my classes, and then whenever the prof goes Serena, I go, oh,
wait, different
is
ones?
It my Serena?
Like, I'm not in that class?
No.
Whoa.
My best friend growing up's name was Django.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was it an imaginary friend?
Was it you?
No.
It
was, are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Really?
I feel like you're really not.
I'm being super
you
serious.
Told us last time that you love to lie, and lying is in, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, then you should choose to believe me.
That's so funny. Oh, jinx. Whoa, that's crazy. So, yeah, Fun Drive. How many of you guys in the studio right now were, like, around for last year's Fun Drive?
Not me.
Me,
okay.
Maya.
Maya 1 and Ava 1, kind of. Should we all go, like, Django 1, Ava 1?
I mean, me and Fun Drive were hanging out, like, 2 years ago, maybe? But I don't know. I think last year was Maya's turn.
Yeah, me and... Sheena and I did a fun drive episode, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so this year, actually, we're going to be doing kind of a similar thing, and if you donate to, I was going to say the Arts Report, if you donate to The Art Beat live on CITR 101.101 FM, then we will be writing you a little love letter. Because we are so grateful for all the donations. And CITR is so grateful for all the donations.
Our arts beat just beats our with arts so much beat for you. Love for those who
that's good.
Help keep us beating.
That was good.
Hello.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Feed our arts.
Got some puns going
on. Ooh. I like that one.
Feed my arts beat.
So without further ado, we're going to play our Fun Drive PSA. Sorry. Which is a little bit of a sneak peek because hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more of this next week. And then we're going to go into a couple songs from the Goat String Orchestra and then listen to our snow day picks. So yeah, this is our little Fun Drive PSA.
Fear not, disco never dies.
But love does. If you're sad and single this Valentine's Day, consider donating all that extra money to CITR.
This fun drive, though your heart may not be beating for a special someone, know that on The Art Beat,
live on air Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m.,
the CITR Arts Collective is ready to receive all that love you're burning to give. Visit donatetocitr.ca, and for every donation, we'll tell you just how grateful we are with a personalized love poem.
Come on, you know you want to.
say it lasts forever. Does, it does. Takes time and taste to find enough. If I know nothing, I know I'll die when I let go. I'll know. Go away, stay away, ghosts. Go away, stay away. Go away, stay away, ghosts.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talit, Tim, Ho Musqueam, Mustail.
Devon Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devon Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devon Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
All right, welcome back to the Art Beat live on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Serena. You're joined in the studio by the lovely Maya, the other lovely Maya, Ava, Django, and Margot, also all lovely. Sorry, guys, didn't mean to neglect you there. So the song you just heard was Barking Dog by the Goat String Orchestra. And if you liked that, you can come hear more of it on Friday the 7th at CITR Station in the Nest for free. And then there's going to be an after party after. We're spinning disco all night long. It's going to be pretty amazing. But yeah, we're talking about our snow day picks today. If you had missed that, and I guess for a little bit of clarification, to me what a snow day pick is kind of like a little lower stakes than like a desert island pick, and more of those like, okay, you're snowed in for, you know, however many days, what are you doing to occupy yourself and how do you feel about it? So I, yeah, like I said before, I like the snow because I'm from Alberta in New Brunswick, and both those places have a lot of snow, and it made me think about, you know, the whole like, nah, we're so Canadian, we love the cold, da da da, we're better than, you know, you, because we can endure the cold. And it got me thinking about this really incredible song by Rascals called Northern Touch, because to me, we basically got a little bit of the Northern Touch just now that Vancouver doesn't typically get. So I'm going to play Northern Touch by Rascals. Awesome Canadian rap group from the 90s. Not at all disco. But don't worry, next week you're going to hear tons of disco. So we can wait until then. Without any further ado, this is Northern Touch by Rascals.
Yo, we notorious, huh? Ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals checkmate, partin' out the thrust. Chocolate coming down with the Northern Touch. Yo, why you people wanna bang with us? Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals checkmate, partin' out the thrust. Chocolate coming down with the Northern Touch.
tango, we spread throughout the atmosphere. So distinctive, no other style comes near. So when you hear, you got to peer over the lens to get a glance, to know who is the man with the talent.
Flipping the words like my body on the apparatus.
Sky's the limit, so we're bound to break through the stratus.
With these rhymes that are classic.
Forget the fads or the fashion. Statements I make on the microphone.
Hey, yo, world domination, the base of the foundation. No time wasted.
Firewalk, we trail blazing.
Burn to the next destination. Flexing on this world exploration. Teamed with the best in the nation.
Yes, and who that be?
Custom designed fine rhymes into salary. All the way from T-Dot to the Van City All-Star. Food boys treat you like a fantasy.
Word up.
Yes, yes. From the Northwest, Van City. T-Dot. Oh, desire. I like chilling. Monday night, Raw watching. Yeah. Me and Danny O at the Sky Dome. When it's in town, my peoples know I just be regular. So haters start dissing. But steady, reciting my lyrics up with my in their mouth. They swallowing. Talking about they need some oxygen. People need to know. Chocolate, they're moving no slow mo. Into women like a Gano. Carlo, dollars in fists now. How you gonna feel when you see the six tripping low? We'll start the pill. Swap dog appeal. Y'all know the deal. If you don't, ask my man why dog. He'll tell you the circle, ride the spot. T-Dot represents like my Northwest connects. Rascals that make the cash flows indeed. Yo, I down the ghost like a big C. Puff the chocolate with the mouth colorful like the currency.
We notorious. Ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals checkmate, calling down the thrust. Chocolate coming down with the glory to touch. Why you people want to bang with us? Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals checkmate, calling down the thrust. Chocolate coming down with that northern touch.
Yeah. I'm running with these villainous cats, sir. Fly to die, buff, kicking at all about rapture. You heard a killer cats like this. Smooth dominating session. Like hoes get bucks, so when I'm flexing. Dillinger running up on ya. So what you thinking? I got rhymes like politicians, steady politicking. Stick a move, I don't age, yo, I improve. Then maximize my time like we fighting in the spotlight. I then, who wanna battle, you must be tripping. Swag niggas should be served an ass whipping. We fortifying it live with five niggas, then expand cross season overland. Got people in Jamaica, Trinity and London, Australia. I bring the soul to the front like Mahalia. Curb style, we'll make a nigga buck wild. Cold flipping, set trip, then I dip, and that's it.
North Stars, you know who we are. Notorious superstar. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. I know you up in here to release your death. Some frontin' with the loot while others got the wealth.
Where are you?
I'm in the VI, undetected like a stealth. Girl, you out of shape, simply you out of figure. Can I zoom, zoom, lick a shot, you pull the trigger. Club scene, honey, I'll show you something much bigger. When it's said and done, you'll be like, ooh, that's my nigga. Started from scratch, a baby blue eye figure. She's a gold digger, on to kill figure. Got you, she wanna swigger. We have an answer for them, cause we them much bigger. Thrust, I make her of a style that you wanna represent. Present, in other words, I pay the rent. From the past to the present and the future. Whatever suits you, it's all the same. This kid's got game.
We notorious, ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals, checkmate, cutting down the thrust. Chocolate coming down with the northern touch. Yo, why you people wanna bang with us? Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals, checkmate, calling down the thrust. Jack clear coming down with the dog touch. The dog touch, baby.
One time.
In your mouth.
Well tuned.
Bubba side, baby.
So I love that song, me personally, and that was Northern Touch by Rascals, if you didn't catch the name in the beginning. And what I really love about it is that at the end they go, Van City! And apparently, so I've been told, they were like the rap group part of the West Coast scene in Vancouver that actually popularized the term, like, Van City. So when you hear people do that, or like, I know there's all those like Instagram accounts, it's like, Van City, or whatever. That all kind of came from Rascals, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, we were talking amongst ourselves a little bit more about this Northern Touch concept with an incredible film, Margot, if you'd like to introduce this film.
Of course. So I would say that my snow day pick, not music, but a film, would be the French or the Quebec French movie La Guerre des Tucs, or weirdly translated as The Dog Who Stopped the War in English. It's a 1984 film.
Which, for the non-French speakers, the translation of La Guerre des Tucs is The War of the Tucs.
Of so, the Tucs, of the hats.
Like,
of the,
yeah, so yeah. The dog is not involved, actually.
Serena and I don't even remember.
I don't remember this dog.
We also didn't actually watch it during our recent snow day.
We did talk about it a lot.
We reflected.
So it's not our fault.
But anyway.
For the record.
Yeah. It's a wonderful movie. It's just about these these young children who they're going off for Christmas break and they decide that they want to start a little friendly war amongst themselves, and they divide themselves into two groups, and because it's beautiful Quebec and there's tons of snow everywhere, it's essentially like a fort building war a bit.
And there's one part where this has literally stuck with me so much more than that dog. Who knows about that dog? But there's a part where like they're like, oh my God, okay, we're going to raid like the other team. Like we finally got it. Because picture these like insane snow fortresses. Like actually
and
crazy.
Everybody's and wearing toques. Yeah. Everybody's wearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's 1984 everything. Also. So it's like, you know, like primary colors, silly outfits, you know, fun vibe. And it's like 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I guess that, like, I don't know. As I've been told, it seems like the 80s really were like that if you're a kid. Like, that was just,
like the bright vibe. Puffer jackets.
I mean more just, like, you would be left to your own devices to, like,
oh,
literally
yeah,
have, like, a week-long
fashion, yeah,
war.
The neglect.
Like, you could just, like, yeah. Yeah. Casual neglect. But anyways, they're going and they're like, okay, like, this is it. Like, we're going to raid, like, the fort. And they go up to it. And then they, like, go to the front door. There's, like, an actual, like, literal door. Because the other thing is, like, these kids are taking stuff from the dump. They're, like, these fortresses are built up.
They are.
And they go to the door and they open it. And
it's a fake door.
It was a fake door. And the door's actually around the back. Because they just put the door up on the snow fort. And it was like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. So, anyways. So, I don't even know about this dog. Like, I'm looking it up. There's, like, one pic of a dog. Who knows?
I think it was, yeah, it's something to do with, like, it, family dog being sick. And, like, that's, like, the thing, the common cause that brings everybody together.
What does it say about me, though, that, like, I do not remember a dog at all, but I do remember, like, the specific, like, war tactics that they're, like, using. I'm like, okay, and then I remember, like, the battalion was, like, on the left side, like, they're flanking. It's like,
I think it's a good thing. It's okay.
I think it's okay. I mean,
but yeah, and snow days don't actually have to be peaceful and quiet and calm and restful.
That's true. They so your pick is that it's, like...
They
aggression.
Can, yeah, they can be opportunity for aggression and, yeah, activity.
Thank you, Margo.
You're welcome.
Bingo, would you like to say your snow pick?
My snow pick? Well, today I was, you know, it wasn't a snow day today. It was a class day. But in class.
It was snowy.
Yeah, exactly. In class, I was playing my New York Times little games, you know, and I was doing the strands. And the strand was, like, allergens. And one of the allergens was dust. Mm. And that reminded me of this song I really like called Dust by You'll Never Get to Heaven, is what they're called. They're Canadian from London, Ontario, I believe. So, like, Western and whatever else they have in London, Ontario. Well, they
honestly
have these guys, I guess. But then I know, yeah, so it's a fun song. I like the song a lot. But it's like kind of like a double, so I'm like kind of cheating because it's a song and also me playing the games on my laptop. So it like works out.
But the thing is like, I don't know, not to like hate on your snow day pick.
Hate on my snow day pick.
But it's like, you know, if your pick is like the New York Times like puzzles, that's like a 10-minute, you know. What are you going to do with the rest of the snowed in?
Well, do
we
you
were
know,
rocking some Sudoku.
Do you want to know what I actually did?
What did you actually do?
Okay. And you let me know if you think this is funny. Because I thought it was funny until I didn't.
Oh.
So, I had a Zoom class.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, thanks.
That is good.
I appreciate it. I had a Zoom class.
That's a good one.
And I said, wouldn't it be really funny to join the Zoom call, but I'm sitting outside? Like, I'm just outside on the Zoom? And so I did. And my teacher was like, oh, it'd be really nice if we could see your faces. And I went, this is my moment. I went outside. I set up a little, like, chair and a place to put my laptop. And I turned my computer camera on. And I'm sitting outside. And my friends all text me. They're like, dude, like, what are you doing? Why, like, why are you outside? And I was like, oh, this is really funny. And then I realized, this is a 3-hour Zoom class. Like, how committed am I to this bit? And so I decided, okay. When she asked the next question, this was, like, 30 minutes in. And I'm really cold. I was wearing gloves. I had all my jacket on, my toque. And then 30 minutes in, she asked a question. I answered the question. Also, she just never, she didn't mention that I was outside, which is fine. But I just thought
how
that was kind of funny.
How many people are in the class, though?
30. So it was like.
And like how buddy, like how much are you friends with your prof? It's like, is it like a thing that she'd call out if it was like in real life? Would she be like, ah, Django, like you're so silly.
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
But I answered the question, and there was like breath coming from my mouth when I answered it. And then I turned my camera off and went inside. Mm. So
that is pretty funny.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Margo was doing her classes from the ski lodge.
Oh, wow.
With the camera on, too. So I thought that was pretty good.
Nice.
You guys kind of had the same, almost like the same
snow day.
Yeah,
and people kept walking through mine. That was the funny part. Dave came out and brushed his teeth in my Zoom call.
Outside.
Outside. And then Desmond walked out with the snowboard. So I thought that was funny, too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to play your song now.
Oh, cool.
You'll Never Get to Heaven, Dust.
Yep.
You'll Never Get to Heaven is
the band. Yep.
And Dust is the song.
Yes.
So here we go.
Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music, such as Run for Them Life, When I Step Into the Jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials, such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
All right, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Art Beat, formerly known as The Arts Report, put on by CITR's Arts Collective, which is me and my lovely friends here. The song you just heard was Dust by You'll Never Get to Heaven, which is signed to an awesome record label from Nova Scotia called Divorce, which is kind of really awesome. I don't know. I feel like go Canada, right? So in the spirit of Go Canada, I want to play one more song that I've been really rocking out to recently. It's called Coma by Yesterday's Man. And Yesterday's Man, actually, is a band from Vancouver who topped the CITR charts for this month, this set of charts. And I know that because, plugging Discorder once again, the new edition of Discorder just came out. And it is the student exec edition. So we at the Arts Collective actually have a little moment in there dealing with some horoscopes, so you should probably go take a look at that and find out what your fate is. And that's going to be circled back to in a little bit here with our discussion of print media. So until then, here is Coma by Yesterday's Man. Coma by Yesterday's Man, who is a Vancouver band, actually, and I really like them. Their album, their most recent album, Yesterday's Man, actually, I think their first ever proper album, actually came out January 1st, so this is hot off the presses. We're going to do our last little snow day pick here. Maya, too, if you would like to take it away. Oh.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it away. So, you know, in the spirit of snow, I've got to go with my pals, the Snow Strippers. They're kind of an electronic pop band. Not band, I guess duo. And the song of choice would be Fire Alarm, featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Actually, might be the other way around. It's on Pink Tapes. and I wanted to look up a little fun fact about them. Apparently, Tatiana and Graham, the duo, Tatiana's the one with the long blonde straight hair. They met on Tinder. So that's kind of how they started off. And I think, Ava, you have a snow pick as well, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I can go. Okay, I have two, which is kind of cheating, and I also didn't do either of them. So just going to be really honest up front.
You're planning it for the future.
Yeah, so like when in doubt, next time. So if you have roommates and you're friends with them, or even if you're not, this could be a good way to get that going. I think you should just do a Settlers of Catan marathon. And I think that absolutely can last for days. Snow can keep going, and friendships will be born, forged,
or destroyed.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you're on your own, which, you know, sometimes happens to us all, and I'm not very artistic, which is why I gravitate towards this, I think you should do a paint-by-numbers, because they are deceivingly long. Like, truly, I don't think you could do one of them in, like, less than, like, 20 hours. Wow. I don't know, truly, that's how I see it. And so you will be like, oh, it's fine, the snow's over tomorrow, and then the snow won't be over, and neither will the paint-by-numbers. And it'll keep you going, so... Those are my picks.
That's better than the New York Times puzzles, objectively. Not just my opinion.
You know
that's what I'm here for.
One thing about snow days is they really make you want to get out and go watch a show. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. I think they really do. Like, you go out and you're like, damn, like, I miss all the stuff that used to happen on the media.
100%. You know, and live performance, it's kind of hard to beat. And, you know, before this... The snow day, being trapped inside, I got to watch two shows, actually. I don't know if you guys want to hear about them.
Oh, I'd love to hear about them. Oh, yeah, what'd you go see?
Oh, great. Okay. So I went to go see The Arsonists at the Chan Center. Both of these were at the Chan Center. So The Arsonists was written by Max Frisch, and this show, particularly, was directed by Stephen Heatley. And it's a German play written in 1953. It's basically just a dark comedy where there's multiple arsonists that are attacking a town. And this main man, Biederman, he's a businessman, and he's a nice wife and things like that. And
good wife.
These door-to-door salesmen come to his door. And, you know, in this town full of arsonists, you kind of have a bit of suspicion there. But Biederman... You know, he's an everyday man. That's actually the direct translation of Bieder in German. But he's an everyday man. He lets them inside. And then a couple of days later, a second hawker, as they call them, or businessman, comes and asks for some residence because their house was set on fire. And, you know, within a couple of minutes of the play, you realize that these people are arsonists. And that's not really hidden. But Biederman doesn't realize until the end of the show when... I mean, need I spoil it? It goes up in flames. but this was written in 1948 as a response to the communist takeover in Prague, and it's often seen as a overarching metaphor for Nazism and fascism and the complacency that many of the German population had in these actions, and just kind of people like Biederman, this character, who want to be seen as you know, accepting and conventional and conservative and willing to take people in. It's a broader picture of the time. And I think the writing is really well done, and I think if you can watch a production of it, it's worth going out to see. This production in particular had great sound design, great light design, and the Telestudio Theater, it's kind of Shakespearean inspired. It's circular, and there's nothing like that. 360 degree acting. It's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I actually watched the second show as well. I don't want to.
Oh, my gosh. You should tell us about that one, too. The first review was so awesome.
You know, if I have to, I guess I will.
No, yeah, you gave great details. Come on, tell us more.
All right, here you go, Ava. Street Scene, UBC Opera. This show was magnificent. I was on the edge of my seat this entire time. The vocals, incredible. The street scene, the mise en scène, if you will, it was beautiful. And you know, the conductor for this one, Jonathan Girard, the pro, the UBC Symphony maestro, and Nancy Hermiston. She's been working as the head of opera for 25 years at UBC, and she's not losing speed at all. I'll get a move on, but this one takes place in 1946. It's about 2 days in really intense heat in New York, and there's multiple families involved, and it basically talks about struggles, like inter-class struggles within the working class, and it's a story of love, violence, and crime, and it's hilarious. It's jazz, it's blues, it's Broadway, it's show tunes. It's incredible, and I want everybody to know that the arts department is getting some great funding. Go watch what they're making. It's great stuff, and we get great student prices. Go support UBC and
wow.
Arts.
Do you
I'm
know
so
how long the show goes for? Do you know how long
so
it's on for?
The thing about Street Scene is I believe there's two more days. Oh, no, sorry. Street Scene is done, unfortunately.
Okay.
But The Arsonist is showing until February 8th.
Okay,
so,
great.
So go watch that.
So thank you so much, Maya. That was a great little review, actually.
Of course.
And which one did you like better overall?
I mean, I loved Street Scene.
Okay.
That was really great.
It's kind of fun that we're doing, like, the snow day picks and then also, like, talking about, like, the hottest day on record and also, like, arsonists and, like, fire.
Yeah.
It's like we're really
fire
here, like, melting down the
snow.
We're going to go with actually, wow. Did you? Maybe you planned this. Maybe you're a little cheekier than I had assumed, but your snow day pick was Fire Alarm featuring Snow Strippers.
It sure was.
Which is that duality there again. You really got that together. So we're going to play that song, and then we're going to come back real quick, have a little bit more of a chat, and then get this show on the road. So this is Fire Alarm by Snow Strippers.
Sleep on me if you want to.
Richard, a million, cost me more than a new rollie. I treat my phone like it was a stolie. I put the ice on my ankle like goalie. Down in my neck and it can't get no colder. Solitary on my neck and it's boldy. Lost my job and I'm still selling coca. I know some bitches addicted to soda. I like this bitch but I can't even hold it. None of these bitches, you really don't own them. Yellow stones on me, they look like it's homie. One of my chains on my neck is a Franco. It was just dipped in the ocean like Homer. None of these niggas, they fresh in the ocean. Philip limb on me like an organ donor. Whoa! None of these niggas, they fresh in their Uzi. Philip lip on me like an organ donor. She gave me hair like that bitch got diploma. Can't pull up a Ford, I ain't want Paloma. She pull up on me to handle the boner. Original YSL, bitch, I'm a stoner. The fire alarm. The fire alarm. The fire alarm. The fire alarm.
right, welcome back. That was Fire Alarm by Lil Uzi Vert featuring Snow Strippers. That was Maya 2's Snow Day pick. And we are kind of almost a little bit running short on time in terms of our big, huge discussion, but we can just kind of do the Spark Notes version. We are wanting to talk a little bit about the importance of physical media and physical art and grassroots art in this time of increasing censorship and increasing digitization. I'm talking a little bit about zines. I know that Megaphone magazine, which is an incredible publication that is created by unhoused people in Vancouver, is actually selling at UBC this week. It's incredible. They were selling today for a couple hours at the UBC bookstore and also on Monday. So if you weren't able to get out there today, go see them on Monday. The work that they do is incredible, and CITR is very lucky to be kind of partnered with them in some ways. But other than that, we also obviously have Discorder, to our own little magazine. And Maya One here, I think, can speak to the Arts Collective zine that we recently made as well. So there's a lot of magazine, zine, literature, literary art kind of conversation happening around these circles.
No, yeah. I've been on my, like, zine-making kick the last little bit. But Arts Report, now Artbeat, we did make a lovely little zine for our Hatch exhibit last semester. And while it's not like a political zine in nature, I think that the act of creativity is political. I think that making art and sharing art and like distributing it at a very like low cost, ours is free and most zines are quite cheap, is a political act in itself. Zines are they're a beautiful way to talk about important issues, and also making them is so beautiful and it's so much fun. And I highly recommend on the next snow day to make a zine and share it with your friends and the people around you.
Oh, that's like such a wholesome snow day pick, is like create something. I love that. Yeah, I definitely want to get into this discussion more, and I think that there's a lot of things that we could say and talk about, especially because I know, Maya, you and I have been talking a lot about the importance of art as resistance, especially because we have a couple classes that are even talking about this subject right now. I think that people are feeling kind of those pressures to kind of be like, oh my gosh, what can I do? How can I be involved? How can I kind of make a stand? So I think that that's a discussion that I definitely want to get into more. We don't have a ton of time left, but I do want to say that we have a limited series coming up. So the next episode of Art Beat that you're going to hear is going to be a little bit more polished, a little bit more specific. And I'm not going to reveal what the topic is yet of our next three episodes, but I am going to say that they are going to be a little bit more investigative, and I'm sure we'll be touching again on this concept of what can art do for us in the kind of political sense. Until then, what we are going to talk about is how the zine that you made was related to an art exhibition that we did last semester in November at the Hatch. Shout out to the Hatch. Thank you so much. And we have another little memoriam. Would that be the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Another little thing from that. Django, if you want to speak to that at all.
The night of our little exhibit that we did, there was a little camcorder that Serena brought. And so there's some footage from that that I've compiled together, you know, a few months later than maybe I should have finished it, but it's okay. So we have a video of that, which will be posted on our Instagram, which I've just changed the username to ArtBeatCITR. So that will be posted on the Instagram, but we'll play the audio of it now.
Yes, we will. But before we play the audio, I'm getting like a caller in, basically, except instead of a caller, it's a bunch of text messages. So I want to just say shout out to Alex Haddon. I want to just say listen to Chopped and Screwed on CITR. Maya, do you remember when the show is? I think maybe on Fridays or something.
I don't know. All I know is that I was on an episode, and you should all listen to that episode.
And those episodes are archived.
They're archived
as well as his episodes. So, shout out.
Every other Friday, 1 to 2.
Every other Friday, 1 to 2. Awesome. So with that said, we are going to get into the video that Django made of our lovely exhibition in a second here when it loads. Until then, do we want to maybe tell people again what the exhibition was about?
The exhibition was called The Ode to the Third Space, and it was a little zone that we created with a bunch of other clubs in the Hatch Gallery, and kind of we asked for community art that was preferably made in a third space, but obviously it was very low barrier. So we just had our kind of a lot of our friends' art. It was super awesome. A bunch of our friends showed up, and then we had our friends DJ, and there was some food. And
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
And it was a great time.
It was a great time.
And we love to encourage art making and art showcasing.
Yeah, speaking of art, you should check out the most recent Art Beat CITR Instagram post too.
Because now also our Instagram has changed. So it's not Art Support CITR. It's awesome. And also Chopped and Screwed, new episode this Friday at 1. So give that a listen. But more importantly, we'll be back 2 weeks from now with our limited series. And until then, this is going to play us out. So I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. I hope that you enjoy the footage of our exhibition. If you weren't able to be at the grand opening in person, now you can pretend like you were. So thank you so much, Django. Thank you so much, Maya, for wrapping up these projects for us. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
You should say really mean things about him really quick.
He was too tall.
Oh, too tall?
Oh, he was okay, too tall.
Yeah. Like,
did you do any yards?
I did these four photos right there.
Those ones in the line.
In the line, yeah. Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
Those are kind of sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky. Yeah, they are sneaky. It's a sneaky pick.
Why draw something here? Do I have to put it up there?
You don't have to, but you could if you want.
Okay, sweet.
I have the one that's covering the sign.
The Superman. One of your art?
Yeah. Oh, nice. And let's see if I can zoom into it. Oh, yeah. Crazy zoom.
Thank you.
Welcome to record your video.
Oh, I pressed the button on accident.
All right.
Whoa, there's a child.
Yo, first year's day, younger and younger
first
every year.
First year's up in here, dude.
Stephen Hamm, and you are listening to CITR 101.9, home of the theremin.
Just a reminder that we all have a hand in destruction. In the middle of the night, lights flashed up against a grid.